Good day, Mr. McDougall here, December 26, 2023, podcast episode 4 of the day. This teaching is called God's Vision of Love. Love is witnessing what God is doing in someone else's life without trying to fix it, correct it, or downplay it. One of the abilities I learned this year was the mouth of Jesus, silence. Silence allows my eyes to see what Jesus is doing. He who sees from the sides has 8 eyes. So sometimes silence is the best way and observe the glory of what's happening. If you can see Jesus working in other people's lives and not say anything, that's God's vision of love. Love is witnessing what God is doing in someone's life and marvel at it and encourage what God is up to. I'm forced to slow down and re-anchor myself into the story that matters. God frames a beautiful picture to where God is leading me using words. Stand in God's presence and delight. What life-changing word do you need? God is inviting you to be quiet. Sit in God's presence and marvel and delight what God is telling the story. Oh yeah, here I'll tell, let me read this again. I got a story to tell you. God is inviting you to be quiet. Sit in God's presence and marvel and the delight what God is doing. And here I'm going to tell the story. I went to a political event the other day and I got there and there's people protesting about Free Palestine. And it really bothered me because I go on to learn that they're invoking the spirit of riot. If you want people to help you, like, they're just screaming nonsense. They're screaming about our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. They're screaming, Trudeau is for genocide. Like, no, nobody is for genocide. You think people's going to help you? God's going to help you by you're spreading blasphemy. So if you're protesting, that's great, but protest with peace, protest with grace. You're going to have more success and singing and worshiping, say with like candles and stuff, instead of screaming out of microphones, disturbing the peace at a political event. That's not the way to get help. That's the way to get pushed into the lake of fire. So that's why I'm saying God is inviting you to be quiet and sit in His God's presence and marvel and delight what God is. And that's why I was really bothered by this protesting, because I want Free Palestine. Everyone wants the killing to stop. By you screaming and yelling into a megaphone, nonsense, blasphemy, and slander onto our elected leader who is actually helping you. How many of these people are actually permanent residents in Canada? How many people is the government of Canada just giving them money, $1,000 in their bank account every month for being an immigrant, and you come here and you're screaming, yelling into our microphones, disturbing the peace? And I could see people at this political event, they were nervous, and the security guards were nervous. I wasn't nervous. They're disturbing the peace. And I went on to learn from my pastor. I prayed for these people and to remove the spirit of riot. And so I did, I'll teach you this. This is a practice from the 6th century. It's called Lectio Divino. It's a divine reading, and it creates space for God to use one word or phrase to work in our life. And I won't read the scripture here, but basically you read it 3 times. And the first time is you pick out a word that sticks to you. Like, if you read a passage, say Isaiah 11:11, and something sticks out to you, it'll touch your soul. If you allow God to connect, your spiritual Wi-Fi, your spiritual antenna will connect with the word and hold on to that word. and we'll read it a second time, read the scripture a second time, and then, but ask yourself, God, why are you highlighting this word for me today? And you read it a third time and ask, what is the invitation for transformed living? And it's a quite an amazing practice. So I did this practice on a scripture, and here's what came out for me. The first time, the words that touched me was, uphold his kingdom with justice and righteousness. And that's why I told you the story of the protesters. And remember, the subject here is God's vision of love. Okay, so for me, God's vision of love for me is to uphold his kingdom with justice and righteousness, not to allow the enemy to trample you. And I challenge passive Christians, Christians who are passive, you are giving space to the enemy, and it's time to be bold. It's time to be meek, which requires you to be bold and to expand his kingdom and maintain the roads of righteousness that Jesus Christ has already conquered on this earth. Jesus and Muhammad. Jesus and Muhammad are homies, and they always have been. Number two, God, why are you asking me to uphold your kingdom with justice and right and righteousness? And what Holy Spirit told me that, Mr. McDougal, you are a white knight. You are a light bringer. You are to protect the gates. Number three, what is the invitation transformed inside of me for God wanting me to uphold his kingdom with justice and righteousness by being a white knight, a light bringer, and the protector of his gates? And I am nothing. I'm a blade of grass. I'm one person in God's kingdom. Was it about this phrase you're inviting me to live into differently? How are you calling me to live differently based on what you are speaking? So come, God, and speak. Let your words change who we are such that we love out your will and the way you're inviting us to live differently based upon what you're saying. And for me, it was become a lawyer, independent office to serve Canada as a servant and my communities while bringing people closer to Jesus Christ while providing high-income skills training. And so you can practice this teaching from the 6th century called Lectio Divino and try Psalms 23. That's Psalms 23. And ask, what is the one word, God, you need me to know when you read Psalm 23? And we've come to the conclusion of Advent in this Christian calendar, and Advent has four components. Advent is about hope, peace, joy, and love. So my friends, get out there and share the light. May God's Spirit rest over you. Receive our blessings in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you'd like to book some time with me, go to oceanahomes.org. I've priced myself at a discounted price for the public. For those of you that may not be able to afford my time, I don't know how long my discounted rate will be, but I wish you all the best. Take care. God bless you.